Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Caring about your world, caring about your body, treating it like a temple, not a dumpster. That's right. Joining us today is Perrier Arledge. She is the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure. She's been an ongoing student in the study and research of bentonite clay since the early 1990s, an advocate for bentonite clay ever since. She has a BS degree, background in chemistry, biology, and veterinary science that contributes to her knowledge base for understanding the intricate workings of clay. The website is aboutclay.com. She is well known to the Power Hour audience. Thank you so very much, Perrier, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Thank you, Joy. You know, I'm simply amazed at all you do to keep your reader, your listeners, abreast of everything that's going on in our world, health-wise, and the underlying things that we're not aware of. So I know you do a lot of work and have such wonderful listeners who want to know what's going on. So it's an honor to be on your show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And, you know, I have this selfish reason. It's because I want to stay healthy. That's why I want to do it, and that's why I want to share it, is I don't want to get sick. I don't want to go to a hospital. I don't want to be involved in that system. I was involved in that system for years and years and years, and I'm done with the medical system. I mean, you know, I understand there's reasons why we have to go, and there's broken legs and broken arms. But for the most part, we need to learn to stay well. And part of the staying well part is living clay. And I'm just so grateful for all the work you've done to bring us that information. You know, I can't even remember when there was a time before Perrier. I really can't, because living clay has become such a part of my life. And I thank you very much for that.
Well, I looked it up this morning, and Joyce, we've been doing radio shows since 2003. That's going on 9 years.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I didn't realize it had been that long. But it seems like it's almost longer, though, that I've been aware of clay, because it's become just a part of my life now. How did you become involved with clay? Because there was a time when I did not know anything about clay, and you were probably working on it at that time. But what was it that brought it to your attention?
A friend. I stumbled onto it. I wasn't looking for it. Someone started telling me about it, and I thought, nothing can be this magical. I mean, he was so excited. He'd been using it for years. He had seen the results, and he started telling me all these results that range from one end of the scale to the other. And I thought, this guy's just talking out of the top of his head. I can't believe anything is like that. But once you get the clay and start taking it, you say, wow, this stuff really works. And somewhere along the way, you have your aha moment with clay, and you become a clay crusader. So I wasn't looking for it. It fell into my lap. Used it for several years myself. Never thought about making it available to the public until someone said, you need to make this available. People need this. And therefore, we launched the clay business.
Wow.
It's been an exciting journey. And I learn from our listeners, I learn from our customers. They write back and tell us how they use the clay. They're so creative in finding different ways to take it and use it. And when they tell me their results, I can see in my mind, it just connects the dots on how clay works. Because it's rather mystical how something that simple can do so much.
Mm-hmm. There is
literally...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. It literally has about 6 attributes that work independently of each other and some synergistically to bring about the healing for the body.
And we've had so many testimonies of so many people who are so grateful to you for what you've done. And I'm glad that you wrote this book called Living Clay, because in that you give every use you can possibly think of, it seems like, for putting to clay to work in your life. You can go to her website at aboutclay.com, and you can actually see testimonials or read testimonials and seminars there that she has done. But the important thing is that we understand why clay and how to use clay. Now, when I was talking to you last night, I was really excited, and I told the audience earlier, I was really glad that you were going to talk about how clay works and make it real easy for us to understand, because if we understand it, if we understand the why, we'll be more likely to put it to use.
Yes, and that's my goal, is to simplify this. Play is in essence a catalyst that works with the body. It's a team player with the body that helps the body heal itself. It's like a booster rocket for the body. Without the body in and of itself, it can't do anything. But if the body has a deficiency, they work through enzymatic action as a catalyst and can actually create a substance that the clay doesn't even contain that the body's deficient in. Now, that is fascinating to me. And the way it works is, first of all, it's a catalyst that works with the body, but it has six different attributes that work independently of each other and some synergistically. The strongest thing clay is known for is a detoxifier. It's a strong negative ionic charge. Imagine a very strong magnet and imagine all the bad things in our bodies, the diseases, the infections, the virus, the fungus, the yeast, the molds, as being a positive charge. And this clay just whoop, sucks them up. It gobbles them up like a Pac-Man. And the clay has an electromagnetic energy, and the molecular structure of the clay is like a cage. So these toxins are sucked inside this clay, and it's like they're in jail. They're captured. They stay there, and the clay carries it out of the body. Now, it detoxifies two ways, both internally and externally, independent of each other. Internally, it goes out of the mouth, and it starts cleaning right there. And it cleans house all the way down through your esophagus, your stomach, into the lower colon, the upper colon, the lower colon. On the way, it's cleaning house. It's pulling out the old putrefied fecal matter. It's getting rid of the old mucoid plaque that's lining that upper colon that keeps you from absorbing your nutrients, the glutens that are stuck in there. So when it cleanses all of this out, now people said they have more energy. Well, I wonder why. Duh, they're getting more nutrition from their vitamins and supplements. It's just cleansed house. Along with that, it's taking out parasites, and clay has a 9.7 pH. So, and it's all about balance. It's homeostasis. So it wants to bring the acidity level into a balance where the body can operate like it should.
And
so it detoxes, it cleanses, it balances, it alkalizes, and we all know over-acidity is the breeding ground for diseases. Plus, when you use it topically, it stimulates, it draws the blood flow and the oxygen. When you ever put clay on your face or your body and let it dry, you will feel the drawing power. As it dries, it pulls, and it gets like concrete. And you almost feel a warmth underneath the clay because it's pulling blood flow and oxygen to the surface. And we have a lot of latent cell energy, and it needs oxygen and blood flow for cellular repair and revitalization. And then one of the, I think, the most amazing features of clay is it energizes. The clay has an electromagnetic energy, and it resonates with the life force energy of the body to propel it to a higher state of well-being.
Wow.
And we all have energy. The body is made up of energy, and we always talk about magnets, sleeping on magnetic pads, putting them in your shoes. The clay has its own electromagnetic built into it. People say, one of the first things they comment on is, I noticed after I started taking the clay, I had more energy. Well, it's going to combine with the life force energy. When you're eating wrong, not taking care of your body, exercising, you get run down, and the body's energy is not as high, so your defenses are down. Well, this helps you build a defense up. So it's going to support your body in these six ways, and it's something everybody can use. And I don't care what disease you have, clay may not affect all diseases, but it's going to help your body. It's also a preventative for toxins. When you take it internally, it pulls out the toxins before they go in the body. So if you're eating foods that aren't organic and they have pesticides on them, and you take a little clay before your meal, guess what's going to grab the toxins? Mm-hmm. The clay. So they don't go into your body, and the body doesn't have to try to filter them out.
That
to me, that's simply amazing.
That is so important, so incredibly important, is I just don't think people realize that when you call something the perfect, you know, antidote for the body, there's nothing really that comes closer to it than being clay. Can you think of anything else?
No, I don't. And, you know, the scientists have tried to replicate it. They've tried to take the minerals and make clay. Clay can only be made by God. It's not something they can replicate. It's volcanic ash. It's born of the core of Mother Earth, that tremendous heat in a volcano, the lava, and the force that blows it out. It's the burnout core of Mother Earth, trace minerals that are fused together. Now, it's got all, just about all the minerals on the periodic scale are in clay, but they're fused together, and they're make up a molecule. They're baked like you take ingredients and bake a cake, and when you get through, you can't see the flour and the sugar and the salt and the soda and the cocoa or whatever you put in it because it's baked together. These minerals are baked together, and they make this tight cage. Now, you don't get the minerals, so you don't take clay as a mineral supplement, but it has it acts as a whole, and it keeps its integrity.
All right, when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about clay, how it works and why. I cannot imagine anyone who would not want clay. But let's find out, is there anyone who should not use clay? And how much should one use? We'll be back. You know, when you explain the way that clay works, Perrier, I don't think there's anybody that could not use clay. But is there anyone that needs to be concerned about it or maybe not want to use too much of it? Is there any reason to limit the use of clay?
It's very difficult to take too much clay. The surface area of 1 gram of clay will cover, if you spread it all out, it would cover a fourth of a football field. So,
wait a minute, how much clay?
Power.
How much clay would cover?
1 gram. 1 gram.
Wow.
A little over a teaspoon. They're little, imagine these little microscopic layers. They're about the size of a business card. They're just full of these negative charges. And if you shuffle those out and lay them side by side, the surface area of those would be cover 800 square meters, which is about a fourth of a football field.
Wow.
So a little bit goes a long way for pulling out lots and lots of toxins.
That's just incredible.
It's said that you would have to take 25% of your body weight in clay to overdose. So it really doesn't, you don't need a whole lot to get a lot accomplished. And I don't know of anybody who can sit down and eat 25 pounds of clay. So I think we're pretty safe. I have people who take 2 ounces, 1 ounce a day, 3 ounces. Some take 6 and 8, depending on what they want to accomplish.
But what about the constipating effects of it, though?
Most of the people say they notice they start having 3 regular bowel movements a day. But there's about 10% of the population that, because clay adapts to its environment, if your digestive gut is already out of kilter, it may cause constipation. In which case, if you will just go to the drugstore and get some over-the-counter magnesium tablets, 250 milligrams, take one in the morning, one in the evening. You may not need that much. You can adjust your level. That will keep the everything flowing. And there's so many things out there, natural things to use to keep our janitorial services working. Just keep it working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a little... And we've got a lot of those at the Power Hour. And it might, you know, if you're taking a lot of clay, you might want to consider, you know, doing that. If you're detoxing also, it would be important also. But what about taking it, how to take it, when to take it, so that you don't affect anything else that you might be taking?
Okay. If you're taking prescription meds, check with your pharmacy and see how long it takes to absorb them. And then take your clay after that. It doesn't hurt all medications, but we're not sure which ones it will. So the safest thing to do is generally they have you wait 2 to 3 hours and then take the clay. You can take the clay any time of day. Now, if you're doing a cleanse for the first time, it's recommended to take it early in the morning and late in the evening on an empty stomach. And but if this isn't possible, just take it whenever you can, because it's going to find a way to work. I just say if you get it in you and on you, the clay will work. Now, we recommend you do that and take 2 ounces twice a day for a general cleanse for 14 days. And at the end of that time, find your maintenance level. You can back off. It may be if you continue the 2 ounces twice a day. That's generally what I take. Plus, I like to take a little bit before each meal. So I have a little shot glass, and before I eat, I take some. And that way, I'm sure that my food is clean. If I'm eating fish, I don't have to worry about mercury. I don't have to worry about pesticides. I don't have to worry about radiation. The clay can capture all of that. So, and everybody's levels are different. You know, if you have acid reflux, you may want to take it more frequently. The cleanse period is to help clean that lower gut and to get rid of the parasites and the eggs that they leave behind.
Okay, we're going to talk about cleansing with the clay after this break. Now, we're talking about internal uses now, but that's because this is the kind of clay you can take internally. Perrier, I want to thank you so much for all this good information, because you make it so easy to understand as to why nobody would want to be without clay. I mean, it's scriptural. I mean, the use of clay in the Bible, it's scriptural. And, I mean, I went and fixed my glass of 1 teaspoon of clay, and I just put water in it, mix it together, and then just drink it. And it's barely any taste to it. So it's not the taste that might be a problem for people. It's just probably remembering to do it, or the idea that you're putting something that looks like clay into a glass of water and drinking it. But I can't understand any reason why people would not want to use this.
No, I can't either. And once you try it, you'll be amazed. It really doesn't have a taste. It leaves a little bit of chalkiness in your mouth. One sip of water and that's gone. If you don't like the taste, you can mix it with your coffee, your tea. You could put it in a smoothie, a vegetable smoothie in the morning. It's one, you don't even know it's there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, there are a few things that clay doesn't help, like strokes, paralysis, MS, some of those things. However, it's still going to support the body in being able to take the stress off a lot of the body when you have things of this nature. So, yes, I don't see anybody who could not take clay. It's one of the safest things on the planet. The worst thing that's going to happen is you may have a detox reaction, get a little rash for a few days or a headache. A detox reaction is just a sign that you're detoxing faster than it can get out of the body, and you just want to cut back on your dosage and take it slow. And then gradually build up.
You know, I've never heard of anyone that has had a rash or headache or anything in relation to clay. But you say that there have been some reports like that?
Yes. I think I have heard of 3 people who had like a sensitivity, really heavy sensitivity to the clay. And maybe had, used the clay and had a rash. It will show up when the toxins are getting out. They want to get out the easiest way of the body they can. They want to go through the pores of the skin. And generally, it's where your skin is tender, like behind your knees and the crux of your elbow, places like that where you get a rash. If you're prone to rashes, you may get a rash. If you're prone to headaches, you may get a headache. It's called a Herxheimer reaction, and it's with any type of detoxing,
mm-hmm.
But it's very rare. Now, I've had a few people take the clay baths that got out, and they noticed that the clay had changed colors, and that's rare. It's going to be detoxing you whether you can see it in the clay or not. But I had a lady that smoked for 40 years, 2 packs a day, and her first 2 or 3 baths, she said the clay turned brown. It was pulling the nicotine out of her system. I had a man that pumped diesel for 17 years, and he got out and said there was an orange ring around the clay, and diesel is orange. But those are rare occasions. Don't think it's not working if your clay doesn't change color. It still works. Remember, you have this strong magnetic pull, a fourth of a football field, pulling the toxins through the skin. And we talked about taking it internally, but detoxing externally is through the pores of the skin. So you want to take a clay bath, and there's nothing better than a clay bath. It's so relaxing. There's so many other benefits from it. Sore muscles, aches, and pains go away. You just get in this bath and submerge yourself. Now, I recommend at least a one-cup clay bath. We have autistic children and a few places that treat autism that recommend two-cup clay baths for children twice a week for 5 weeks. Actually, children, you know, for an adult, you want to get down in the water, so you want to fill the tub up really high and scooch down in the water and keep the water circulating. Children don't need to fill it up that high. I think a one-cup clay bath is sufficient for children. And for small children, if, you know, if they're not, nothing's wrong with them, a half to a three-fourths of a cup is amazing. My grandson likes to take a clay bath. At first he didn't want one, and now he'll come over and ask for them. They're very relaxing. If you take it at night, you sleep like a baby. Your skin feels deliciously soft after a clay bath. Mm. I don't know what it is. It just feels like a baby's skin.
Well, and the way they do the clay masks and the clay bath wraps, body wraps at the expensive high-end spas, I mean, obviously that's, you know, just circulating your body with the clay and letting it draw out whatever, you know, impurities are there. You know, that story, I'm going to go back to that story about the autistic children. And I think if I had a child that had been vaccinated, I would be definitely using the clay baths to try and get out anything that you could possibly get out through those baths, whether it was a flu shot or whatever. I mean, it seems like a clay bath ought to be a must also once a week for people to take. That would be, you know, a way to pull out those impurities.
Yeah, it'll just keep you, keep your body cleansed. It'll keep the buildup from toxins that the body is supposed to get rid of these toxins, but we're in overload this day and time with our environment being like it is, and the kidney and the liver and the lymph gland can't keep up with their homework. So these toxins are stored in the soft tissues and joints of the body, and over the years we start getting arthritis and aches and pains. I've noticed since I've been on clay, I used to, before I started taking clay, I was getting where if I rode in the car a long time and I'd get out, I'd be real stiff, and my joints would kind of ache a little bit. I don't have achy joints anymore, and I'm 74 years young. I love being pain-free.
That is incredible.
I love knowing that suffering is optional.
That is incredible. It is just so important that people realize that something, you know, it's hard to realize that something so inexpensive could do so much. And all you have to do is just try it. If you want to see what kind of applications, you know, you can have with clay, get at least a 4 pound. Don't buy the 1 pound because you're going to be sorry. You're going to go back for more and need it. But, you know, do the clay masks. And by the way, that impressed me so much that time you told me that the high-end spas purchase your clay and charge a lot of money to do those body wraps with the clay that you could do at home for just pennies in comparison.
Absolutely. And then there's nothing more refreshing. I like to do it on the weekend to get up on Saturday morning and before I take my shower, I put clay on. I scooch it up in my hair. My hair is thinning in the front, so I part my hair and rub it in my scalp. It'll stimulate, if the hair follicle's not dead, it'll stimulate new hair growth. It's great for your hair occasionally to wash it and get all of the oils and things out of your scalp and your hair.
Oh, yeah. I'd never thought about that.
There's so many uses for clay, it's mind-boggling, and the book tells you about them. I mean, and one of the things we notice with the autistic children, I wanted to say this, besides pulling the toxins out, their response to the first clay bath, the parents are amazed. They say, could it really be happening this quick? In one clay bath, some of these children who never make eye contact, who speak very little words, seem to be calmer. They start making eye contact, and they are more verbal. I have one little boy that her mother called me and said, oh, my gosh, my son turned into Chatty Cathy.
Oh,
I've never heard him talk so much. It was simply amazing. That's the first clay bath. Now, if that isn't amazing, if that doesn't blow your mind, nothing will.
And you're saying a cup maybe twice a week, a cup of clay and baths twice a week. And
yes, and, you know, I want, in simplifying it, I want to tell you how to mix it. Get a blender. Put 2 cups of water. You always want to sandwich your clay when you're mixing it between water. So put your 2 cups of water in, put your cup, 1 or 2 cups of clay, however much you're going to use, and then fill it to about 1 inch of the top with water. Blend that sucker, get all the lumps out. Now it's safe for your plumbing. Start your hot bath water, go in, pour it in there, rinse it out real good. Now, you want to take the blades off and wash them off before you get in the tub. You don't want to leave clay in contact with the metal blades or it's going to rust them.
Oh, okay.
So, it's how strong clay is. That's why we say don't let it come in contact with metal for a prolonged period of time. And don't store it in a container with a metal lid. You want plastic or glass, food-grade plastic, a good quality plastic. To store the clay in. So sandwich it like that, and it's so easy to mix. Now, if you want to make a large quantity of the mask, you can use 1 cup of clay to 3 cups of water. It's a 1-to-3 ratio. Put it in your blender. Blend it. You'll have the smoothest, creamiest clay you've ever seen. Pour it up. It'll be a little liquid when you first pour it up, and after about 10 minutes, it'll gel. It's absorbing the water, and it'll get to that creamy sour cream chocolate pudding thickness.
Oh, really? And I wondered how to make that. So the blender is the answer then?
Yes, for smooth. It's really wonderful, too. It's so easy. You know, you get your little rubber scraper and scrape the clay out of it. And for making the liquid, you know, I like to keep it made up on my kitchen cabinet. So I have a 32-ounce jar. And I put my part of the water in. Again, I sandwich it. I fill about a half with water. To 32 ounces, you want 1/2 cup of clay. I get a funnel, I tap the clay in, put the lid on, and I shake it while I have a shaking room. I shake it real good. And then I go over and put more water in. I fill it up again and shake it again. You need to leave shaking room because you want to get all the lumps out. And you leave it on your kitchen cabinet. This is inert. It's not going to spoil. Just leave it on your kitchen cabinet. When you're ready for your dose, I've got a little jigger, a little shot glass I keep right next to it. I just pour me a jigger and drink her down and go about my day. And I don't have to stop and mix it and, you know, stir it and let it hydrate good. Now, when you get down, the heavier particles are going to sift to the bottom. And when you get down to the heavier particles and it starts getting thick, add some more water to it, and go water your plants. They love it. They get green, they get healthy, they bloom and blossom. It's amazing. It's as good for your plants and your pets as it is for you.
With the pets.
There is a book on aboutclay.com called How to Kickstart Your Day with Living Clay. It tells you how to make the liquid, how to make it for the clay bath, how to make the mask, how to make a poultice, how to do an eye patch, all these things are in how to do a clay enema. All these things are in that little book. It's a free downloadable book on aboutclay.com, how to kickstart your day with living clay.
Now, a couple of things I want to cover is children, because we didn't specify children other than baths about their drinking clay.
Yes, very good for children. Even pregnant women. In fact, pregnant women were the first people who started eating clay. They craved it. The Aborigine women craved it. They believed it helped develop the fetus. It was very good for their morning sickness, and they used it all during their pregnancy. Children, you just need to give them a smaller amount. Give them 1 teaspoon of clay twice a day. And, you know, my grandson looks at it, and there's no way he's going to drink it because it looks like you're drinking dirty water.
Mm-hmm.
But I put it in his apple juice, and I said, now smell it. And then I said, now just take a little touch on your tongue, and what does it taste like? And he says, apple juice. And I said, drink her down. And it calms his little stomach aches. He eats fruit till he gets diarrhea and gets his stomach over acid. He's a great fruit eater. But he will eat strawberries and those little Tangelos oranges until he has diarrhea. And the clay will stop the diarrhea. So I can't think of what you can't use it for.
So
I had an interesting story I heard the other day, and I'd never heard this before. A lady in her 80s had a heart attack and went to the hospital, and she had two aneurysms, one an aortal aneurysm and one a renal aneurysm. Anyway, they wanted to do the bypass surgery, but they were required to have 5 or 6 pints of blood to give her during the surgery. And she said, my religion won't allow me to have a blood transfusion. So they simply sent her home to die. They said, well, there's nothing we can do for you. And they sent her to hospice. She used to come with her sister out to the desert during the winter time. They were snowbirds. They lived in the north, and they'd come south in the winter. And they went to the area where our clay is. And they would get in the hot springs there and take those mineral baths. And she got some of the clay. And the people, locals there used the clay and told them about it. And she started taking the clay. And when she got home, she shared it with all of her children. Her children came over and they decided just to give her, really get her to drinking lots of clay. And they did that. 3 months later, they found a clinic that would do bloodless surgery. They wouldn't require blood. She went up and had another MRI, and they said, we're not even going to do the surgery. Your aneurysms are only a 3.5. They have to be a 5 or a 6 before we think it's dangerous enough
goodness.
To do it.
That is a
phenomenal
story.
I failed 2 hospices. And 13 years later, I'm still alive.
That's incredible. Perrier, on the issue of the facial wrap or facial mask, do you ever add any essential oils or anything to the clay, or do you just do the clay, period?
I like the clay as a standalone. There are a few people that like to add oils to them. The clay is so powerful by itself, there are a few things that, you know, it'll interfere with or maybe absorb and not be quite as effective. I find it works just great as it is.
Okay. Now, on the issue of animals, then, I want to cover that before we move on. And we're going to take your phone calls at the top of the hour also. Perrier, using it on animals.
Yes. It's as good for your animals as it is for you. We had a lady that had a newborn pup, and she started her pup on the clay and putting it in their food and mixing it in their water. And when she took them to the vet examined their fecal matter for parasites, and he was amazed. He said, I've never seen a newborn pet without parasites.
Huh.
And this one has no parasites, and she just grinned knowing she had started them on clay. It's very good for your pets, older pets that are lethargic and have achy joints and can't get around. It seems to help them just like it does people with arthritis and achy joints. We had an old dog that couldn't get up the stairs anymore, couldn't jump on the furniture, and in 3 days he went up the stairs and he jumped on their daughter's bed, and they were amazed.
Wow.
Your horses, cattle, like you said, the aflatoxins, there's studies where it's shown that it's very helpful in removing aflatoxins from the feed, from animal feed. So with cattle, they mix it in the feed that has the aflatoxins in it, and it just takes care of it. So animals in the wild will find a clay waller or clay lick. They'll go somewhere and find clay, and they'll lick the clay, and they lay down and roll in it. A lot of times there are clay deposits in the river, and they'll get in the mud. You've heard the stories of the elephants going to detoxify and digging down to get into the clay and spraying it all over their body. It was a National Geographic thing. Wonderful for your pets, cats, dogs. We even had a hedgehog with a broken leg, and the leg was dangling, and the lady just put it in the cage, covered the little leg with clay, covered the cage where it would be dark, and kept the food right up close to it. 5 days later, she decided to take it outside and put it on the grass and let it get a little sunshine. And he was climbing up the side of the cage.
Oh, wow. What a story. What a nice lady, too. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today, straight up top of the hour, wherever you're sitting. So pleased to have you in the audience today. Perrier is our guest. We're talking about the use of clay, external and internal. We have loaded phone lines. It's really gotten filled up fast, so we're going to take your phone calls, and in between that, hopefully we're going to get to teeth and gut diseases, because I know Perrier wanted to cover that. But let me take these phone calls. First, let's go to Joe in West Virginia. Joe, you're on with Perrier. Go ahead, please. Question or comment, Joe?
A comment, Joy's testimonial. My sister-in-law was, she's a school teacher, and she was diagnosed with shingles. She had an outbreak of shingles on her face and head, and that's probably one of the worst places you can get shingles.
Wow.
And we took her some clay, my wife and I, and she applied it. This was on a Wednesday. She had been diagnosed as from a doctor that it was, in fact, shingles. She used it in 2 days. By Saturday, she had a follow-up with the doctor, and the shingles were completely gone.
Wow.
No pain, and Monday, she was back to work.
Incredible.
Wow.
Incredible. Shingles, of all things.
Yes.
Have you heard that before, Perrier?
Yes, I have, but she caught it early. I hadn't heard it drying it up in 2 days. I mean, I had heard a three-day clear-up, but wonderful that you got it to her and she started it early. That's, yes, shingles, you know, suffering is optional, and you really suffer with shingles.
That is excellent. Well, Joe, thank you so much for that information. We really appreciate it. Appreciate the phone call. These testimonies, listeners, will save you a lot of pain, a lot of money, a lot of anguish if you listen to what other people do. But it's hard to remember all these things. There's so many good things. But it's in the book, Living Clay, because she's got just about everything in there you can imagine. Tina in Iowa. Tina, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Tina. Welcome to the Power Hour. You're on with Perrier.
Good morning. We take the Tangy Tangerine every morning, and I was just wondering, it's a nutritional shake. If we were to mix that with our shake, would that be good, or should I drink it separately?
No, you can mix it with your shake. Just put a heaping teaspoon in there with it, and you may need to add a little more liquid. It may thicken it up. Just kind of, if it gets too thick, add some more liquid to it. It's great with shakes.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Tina. Appreciate hearing from you. Thank you. Kathy in Montana. Kathy in Montana, you're on with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Perrier. I have two things I'd like to address with you. Would it be wise to carry clay with you at all times and maybe some Bragg's vinegar? And if you should be caught being given a forced vaccination, you could run out and put that right immediately on the site and suck out the venom. Would that work?
Absolutely, definitely. And I do love taking it with me all the time, particularly if I'm traveling abroad. You want to take your clay with you.
Okay.
Montezuma's revenge is optional. Okay, now did I address both things?
Secondly, I'd like to ask you, I have brought all of my vegetables from my garden in, and I soak them in clay and vinegar for 2 or 3 hours. Will that suck out radiation?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
wonderful. Well, I'll be ordering another 4 pounds.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call, Kathy. One of the things I wanted you to mention was brown recluse spider bites, ticks, mosquito bites, all those kinds of things, Perrier.
Yes. Any kind of insect bite, get the clay on there immediately. And it sucks the venom out. It stops the itching. It stops the inflammation. It will heal a brown recluse bite, a spider bite, before it ever gets to that necrotic stage. So if you get a tick bite, you know, the mosquitoes and ticks carry diseases, Lyme's and your West Nile virus. So take that clay with you. Get a little glass jar and keep some in your purse. I take it with me when I go to watch my grandson's football games because the mosquitoes get me in the evening. And I just take it and put it on before I leave. If I feel a bite, I put it on. It's going to suck that venom out.
We're talking about how to use the clay today. And real quickly, before I go to Heinrich in Connecticut, Perrier, what about herniated disc or bulging disc? Anything like that? Could people use that as a pack on their back? Would that help?
Absolutely. Put a poultice down your spine, and the little Kickstart Your Clay book tells you how to make a poultice and how to do that. It realigns, it shrinks the inflammation, and it will pop those discs back in place. Don't
wow.
have surgery on your back until you try clay first.
Oh, excellent, excellent. All right, let's go to Heinrich in Connecticut. Heinrich, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Perrier. Question or comment?
Yeah, a couple of questions. Hi, Joyce.
Yes, hi there.
What I wanted to ask is this. I was thinking about using zeolite and the clay as like a real strong, powerful detox, you know, for
metal. You can do that if you want. They get some of the same results. They work independently, though. The clay captures the toxins better than the zeolite. The zeolite is more of a filter. It's a crystalline filter, but it has energy in it, too. I still like the clay as a standalone, but whatever gives you peace of mind, go for it.
No, what I wanted to get your recommendation, since you are a clay expert, is in terms of separating the two, should somebody take, let's say, the clay first and wait 2 hours and then take the zeolite or some other thing? Or that's what I mean.
No,
I would imagine
they're compatible. You can take them close together. Shouldn't be a problem with that.
Okay. And another question, Heinrich?
Yeah. Now, for a real powerful detox, I'm talking real powerful detox now. How much should they take of it? I know they have to take it 3 times a day. How much? Should it be two teaspoons, a tablespoon?
I would recommend 2 ounces 3 times a day for 21 days for a strong internal detox.
All right, now
then
for how long?
Clay bath.
All right, so how long? Should
20,
it be 2 months?
21 days.
Only a month.
21 days, and then find your maintenance level. Now, that's only going to clean out the toxins inside you. Clay's not absorbed into the bloodstream, but toxins that are already stored in the body, take your clay baths. I would take 2 a week before. If you know you have a lot of heavy metals and things, get a hair analysis test so you know what you're fighting, and then you can check your results. Take clay baths for 2 or 3 months, and then check the results. I think you'll be amazed.
All right.
So other than, and then you're saying take two ounces with water 3 times a day. How much water?
I mix the clay in the liquid form, 2 ounces of the liquid form. And then if you want to drink a half a glass of water after that, you want to drink a lot of water during the day to keep flushing things out. So water is always good.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call, Heinrich. Sally here emailed and said, put the clay in capsules, and then you always have them with you at all times. Is that something that you do or have ever heard of before, Perrier?
I've heard of it before. I don't really recommend it because you're missing half the action of clay. The action of the clay literally starts in your mouth. The energy resonates with your body the minute you drink it. When you take it in a capsule form, the stomach acid has to dissolve the capsule. It has to get in there with water. It's going to then have to swell before it's activated.
Ah.
Now, you've always already missed the coating effect. When you drink it in liquid form, it coats. If you'll take the little glass and swirl it around and then drink it and then look at your glass, you'll see a clay coating on your glass. When you try to wash it out, it's sort of a little greasy coating. It feels that way. So imagine that lining your stomach and your colon and your esophagus. So that's why I like to take it in the liquid form. You really need to drink a lot of water after you take it in the capsule form. And, you know, the water's going to run through you pretty quick. So keep drinking water for a while if you choose to do that.
Okay. Let's go. Oh, another question here quickly. A lady, Susan, says she wants to know, she has clay mixed in a jar with a plastic lid in a dark place. It's been there for 2 years. It's still very smooth. Is it good to take orally?
Yes, if she's talking about the powder form.
Correct.
Yes, yes. It's 43 million years old, according to the geologist. So I think several months is going to be fine.
Okay. All right.
You may want to set your jar out in the sunshine on a beautiful day to kind of energize it if it's been in a dark place.
Energize it in the sun. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
The energy
okay.
of the sun wakes up that energy in the clay.
Interesting. Okay. Let's go to Donald in Connecticut. Donald, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Perrier.
Yes. Hi. When you say clay, I assume it means bentonite clay.
Yes. Living clay is a calcium bentonite clay. It's the most popular clay for healing. It's a swelling clay. It's unique in that it's a calcium bentonite, and yet it swells three times. So when you buy other calcium bentonites and you mix it with water, you get one jar of clay. With living clay, you'll have three jars of the clay mask.
I see. Now, there are many different kinds of clay. Are others good for specific other medical uses besides bentonite?
All clays are going to work some. Your kaolin clays in the cation exchange, I haven't talked about this. This is scientific. All clays have a cation exchange rate. This is the adsorption layer where it can take on and it releases some of the minerals, a very small amount, not your daily requirement, and it will take on toxins in that outer edge. Your kaolin clay is like from a 5 to a 10 on their cation exchange rate. Your ileites are 20 to 40. Your bentonites or your smectite family of clays are 80 to 100 cation exchange rate. So you can see the clay is stronger.
Let's go to, thank you, Donald. Let's go to Rainey in Ohio. Rainey in Ohio, you're on the air with Perrier.
Yes, Joyce, this is Winnie in Ohio.
Winnie, I am so sorry. Go ahead, Winnie.
No, that's all right. I have a question for Perrier. I've been using the clay to clean my vegetables. And then after I clean the vegetables, I take that water and put that on my plants and in my garden, and my dog drinks that. Now, is that okay? Someone told me that that probably isn't the thing to do because that clay has bad stuff in it.
No, the clay holds the bad stuff. It's not going to release it. That's the beauty of clay.
Wow.
That's what I thought.
It will hold the radiation for over 50 years. It's got a life span of really hold. The magnetic energy stays in the clay and holds it. So, you know, we're talking about 1 gram of clay covering a fourth of a football field. I'd say you still have room for it to work. And it's not going to release the radiation or whatever the toxins that it pulls in. So I think that's an excellent use of the clay.
Very good. All right, Winnie, anything else?
No, I just to say that my dog loves it.
They do. Some of them get addicted to it. They won't eat unless you put it in their food.
Amazing. Thank you very much, Winnie. Welcome back to Power Hour. 24 minutes after the hour, our guest today is Perrier. I got to tell you, listeners, this is probably one of the most important items you can have in stock for so many reasons. We haven't even talked about externally using it other than poultices. We haven't talked about the importance of infections or, whatever else might occur externally that you would want to use this for. We need to talk about the GI. Before we go into any more callers, GI issues, stomach issues, Perrier, would you address that? Because I know a lot of people have reflux, gut diseases. What can they do and how can they help themselves with that, with the clay?
Definitely drink the clay. Start drinking the clay daily. Anytime you have a flare-up or any gut pain, drink a little clay. It's going to coat. It's going to pull out the inflammation. We get diverticulitis, which is little pockets there that get inflamed when you eat things with seeds and they get in there. So drinking the clay pulls out that inflammation. It will heal leaky gut. It's good for any kind of celiac. A lot of people, it helps with celiac disease. If there's anything going on in your gut, I would recommend taking clay. Acid reflux can be gone in 3 days. You can throw that purple pill away. And even less time. It depends on how severe you have it.
And how does it work? How does clay do that?
The energy in clay, the pulling, the drawing, the detoxing pulls out inflammation and heat in any kind of a wound or sore. It'll pull out the infection. It reduces the inflammation. It's like with the spine, when you have a slipped disc, when it reduces that inflammation, that those things get swollen and they can pop back in place. So it pulls out the inflammation. It will literally pull heat if you put it over, sometimes if you put a poultice over your liver. If you think you have something going on with your liver, leave it on about an hour. If it starts to get hot, you want to change it and put fresh cold clay on there. But it pulls the heat out. I had a lady working on a mole, and it got real red around it. And she said when she'd pull it off, she could feel the heat there. It was pulling the infection and the heat out of the body. So it's amazing on any kind of wound. Now, it's cringing to think I'm putting dirt into an open wound. I've seen it pull out gangrene, blood poisoning. It's just this strong pulling power that it has, this magnet. Remember, disease and infection and inflammation has that positive charge for it. So,
amazing.
The energy of the clay helps too.
Question came from Erin. It says, can you put a dish of clay powder in your bathroom to absorb the nasties? Should we be putting out small dishes of clay in your house to absorb radiation? And if so, how often should it be changed?
Yes, you can. Now, I don't know how you get radiation inside your house. Generally, it's the dust falling down. A little bit may come in on your clothes or something. Put a dish by your computer to, you know, pull out the energy from your computer. So many of us are worried about the whatever it is that's coming off the computers. But yes, you can put those out. Put it in your refrigerator to clean out the odors. Put it in a musty closet. And you know, when you start smelling the fumes again, change them. I would change it at least every month.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let's go to Scott in Michigan. Scott in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Perrier.
Okay. Thank you, Joyce. Hello, Perrier. My stepdad got bit by a tick, I guess. He got Lyme. So I don't know what his I haven't talked to him lately. But I bought a book from his own, I don't know who the author was, on Lyme and other, you know, insect bites and what have you. Could he drink clay? Would that help him with Lyme?
Yes, we have quite a few practitioners that use the clay along with diet and supplements to treat Lyme. But it's definitely going to support his immune system. It's going to keep the energy up in his body. I would definitely use it for that. But it's also, they need to eat right, exercise, and do a few other things, too.
Yeah, well, he's lost, he's down to 165 pounds. He used to be like about 180, 185. He was an ex-paratrooper. Anyway, how much do you drink?
Get him on 2 ounces a day, at least.
Perrier, real quickly, one thing we didn't mention was the food, and when you make chili, you put this in your chili. Explain to the listeners why you might want to add it to some fatty food like chili.
Well, I made a pot of chili one time and had grease standing on the top. So I added some of my liquid clay to it, and the grease disappeared. And I thought, that's how it's helping lower people's cholesterol. It's absorbing the bad oils and grease. Now, if you're taking it, clay absorbs oil. You know, for the BP oil spill, we took motor oil and put it on water. We sprinkled the dry clay powder over the top, and it literally absorbed the grease and sunk it to the bottom. And I could reach in and take the clay in my hands and squeeze it, and none of the oil came back to the surface. So you talk about how it captures something. So if it's taking the bad grease, the cholesterol, out of my body. Now, you may want to take some time between when you take your good oils and your supplemental oils that are beneficial to the body. Give yourself an hour to absorb those before you take the clay. But I really believe I'd had people saying their cholesterol levels dropped, and I believe that's the reason why. So if I'm going with my grandson and I know we're going to eat pizza, I take my clay, believe me. I drink a little before and a little after, too. Same with Mexican food or anything like that. So when you're making chili and you use that extra lean ground meat and you still have grease floating on the top, pour a little clay in there.
Interesting. Okay. All right, let's go to Benjamin in Texas. Boy, we got full lines again. Benjamin in Texas, you're on with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you, Doctor. I just want to say how much I appreciate your show. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah. My question is kind of like a two-part question. Now that you brought up food, with GMOs, I'm trying to do my best to avoid GMOs. And then with this whole food scandal, it's kind of scary, kind of trying to escape. Also, the fluoride in the water. Like you said, I live in Austin, and you always hear reports, especially with Alex Jones, about fluoride. And what can I do to avoid or counteract that?
Okay. All right. Let us ask the question. Okay. GMOs and fluoride, Perrier.
Drink clay, honey. Drink clay. You know, I put a little clay in my tap water because I live in Austin, too, and I can smell the chlorine in it. You can just pour a little clay in there, just not a whole lot, in a glass of water, just a little bit, and that chlorine will go away, so it will absorb that stuff.
Wow. And yeah, you can go between Austin and San Antonio, you can go 85 miles an hour now, can't you, Perrier?
Yes. It's kind of scary sometimes.
Yeah.
Do I really want to go this high?
I know. They just increased that yesterday. I couldn't believe it. Okay. Thank you, Benjamin. Let's go to Larry in Arkansas. Larry in Arkansas, you're on with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Joyce. I got two questions. Correction. I was thinking, unfortunately, where I live, the only shrimp I can get is out of the Gulf. So I was thinking about if I soak the shrimp, would it pull that Corexin out of that shrimp?
Oh, man, you got to want shrimp bad is all I can say.
If you drink the clay, you know, when you eat it, too, because as you chew into the shrimp, there might be some inside it. At least I just drank some clay before I ate the shrimp. I always drink clay with seafood.
Okay.
Yeah, and
so,
I live close to the Gulf, too, and I love seafood.
Couldn't soak it overnight in the refrigerator or something like that. It might pull it out.
You can do that if you want to. I just drank it before I ate the shrimp.
Okay.
But that sounds
okay.
Like an interesting idea, though. That sounds interesting, Larry, to do that.
Well, thank you. The other question was would you agree that if you eat the clay when you're detoxing heavily, that you would want to go ahead and make sure your body's fully vitamized and mineralized, so when it strips those cells, strips that bad stuff off the cells, that them cells aren't left, you know, just available to any other toxins or anything like that?
That's always a good idea. And the clay only takes the bad things. It doesn't take the good ones. But it's always a good idea to, keep boosted. You may feel like you have the energy of a rocket, but go ahead and try it.
Sounds like
a good idea.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call, Larry. Let's go to Steve in Virginia. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. I had a couple of questions. I'm asking about an umbilical hernia, if that would help that, and also, have kind of a sprained shoulder. I've been going to the chiropractor to get alignment, and which has helped some on the shoulder. But the hernia was the other deal. And then one other thing, would a diffuser to fight mold, would that have any, be used, and could that be used with that in any way?
All right. For the hernia, your hernia is in a difficult place. It's right in the middle of your stomach, and every time you get up from a chair or sit down or raise up, you're pushing against it. It's not very effective there. You can try it. It'll kind of pull the inflammation out if it's inflamed. But it's, you know, if you could lay still for 2 weeks with clay on your stomach, it might help pull it back together. It's just not going to be very effective because you keep straining and pushing it apart. And, okay, refresh me on that. There were three things here.
Okay.
Yeah, the as far as any use with the diffuser, which they use sometimes to fight the mold, mold, you know, in the home or something like that.
Oh, mold in the home. Yes. Yes. I think that with clay is known to draw molds. I think they use it now in some paints and plasters for houses because of that effect for it. Yeah, I think that would be an excellent use. You might put some in a spray bottle and shake it up. Just make sure the sprayer head is large enough that the clay particle won't get clogged in there, and you can spray the area down. I would, you know, do your Clorox or whatever else is needed on the mold, too. And then I would follow it up with a spray of clay water.
Interesting.
Excellent idea.
Interesting. All right. Thank you very much, Steve. Let's go to Maria in Michigan. Maria, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I just ordered the fossil shell flower about 2 weeks ago. I have celiac disease. My husband has GERD at nighttime. So my question is, what's the difference between the two? Should I also be taking this clay?
You know, I just like to take the clay and not worry about the other. Clay captures toxins. It pulls out inflammation. I know you get some of the same results with the DE. Its treatment of fossils, of parasites are totally different. It cuts the parasites. The clay captures the parasites. The clay is going to stop the inflammation. It's going to stop the GERD. It's going to help all that. I don't know the total effect. They have some similar results, but they go about them differently.
Yeah,
you may want to take them together.
Yeah, you don't want to take them together. They're complementary, though, from the standpoint of they have different indications or applications. And I know that Dr. Gwen Scott has talked about with respect to Morgellons disease and the fossil shell flower, but they're different. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with using both of them. I just wouldn't use them at the same time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to, Ed in PA. Ed in PA, you're on with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I just got out of the hot tub. I put like two big tablespoons in there, and it made the water feel like silk.
In a hot tub. Wow. Cool.
Just a regular tub. Just my regular tub.
Oh, I thought you said, okay, out of a regular tub. Okay.
Yeah, but just, my skin feels so soft. There was just like two tablespoons. It's fantastic.
Oh, good.
Well, now I can imagine what it would do with a cup in there.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You'd still be in there. You'd still be in there, Ed. Anything else, Ed? Anything else?
Thank you for validating that. People don't believe me. It really makes your skin feel baby soft, doesn't it?
It does, yes. That's right. Two tablespoons, yeah.
It'll boggle your mind. If you don't take it for anything but self-skin, it's worth a clay bath.
Yeah. Anything else, Ed?
Yes, I have a Russian-Ukrainian background, and if you read any of their books, they use clay for everything, for radiation, for after battles, for wounds, and you know, it goes way back into their history.
Yep.
Dysentery, their armies used it. Yeah, cholera, absolutely. Absolutely. The European companies are more up on using clay than we are.
Very good.
But we're getting there.
Thank you very much, Ed, for the phone call. Now, we didn't talk about teeth problems. I don't know if we have any more callers right now, but let's talk about teeth problems and how it can be used for gums and in the mouth.
I tell you what, if you'll brush your teeth with a little clay, I put a little toothpaste because I like the flavor and the foaming action, and then I either put the hydrated clay on top of it or I wet it and dip it into my powder clay. It will polish your teeth. It will get that fuzzy coating off your teeth. Your dentist will be amazed when you go for a checkup how clean your teeth are. I swish with it. You want to pack your gums a couple of times, maybe once a week, or if you have gum disease, gum problems, sagging gums, it will pull the bacteria out that are lodged in those gums, and it will tighten them back to the teeth. I've had people that brush their teeth with it, and they notice their gums are stronger. Two of them are my dental assistants. I have them brushing with clay now.
Excellent.
Yes. Pyrea, don't have the surgery until you pack your teeth every night and brush down in those gums real good with clay. May avoid that surgery.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Keep your teeth. Brush with clay.
Okay, let's go to Marty in Idaho. Marty in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've had 3 weeks of shoulder pain. The scapula, and it's just getting to me now. And the gentleman that just called before me, you neglected to answer his shoulder pain, so maybe I could help both of us.
Thank you. I'd forgotten that question. Yes, rub that clay on there. Put it. Just take the clay mask and rub it on real good. Let it dry. Wash it off. Put it on again. Generally, it eases the pain. Now, if you have a torn rotator cuff and it's torn badly, it will help the inflammation, but it's not going to repair the tear.
Accumulation of stress, which is thick in the muscle. They're tight and hard, and it's just a mess in there. So, honey, take a clay bath.
Take a clay bath and scoot down in that hot water and get that shoulder in the water, too. It will take the soreness out of those muscles. Rubbing that clay over those muscles, it's going to pull the blood flow and the oxygen, and it's going to release the tension in those muscles. That's why people use it for migraine headaches, because it brings the flow. We tense up when we have pain, and we tighten up, and it cuts down the flow of energy and oxygen and blood flow.
Back to putting the clay on the shoulder. Tell me how to do that, please.
Okay, use the clay mask, the mud, the 1 to 3. You can get the little booklet, How to Kickstart Your Day. It shows you how to make that. And just rub it. Rub the clay. Now, you want to leave a thin coating on. You don't want to just rub it in like you're rubbing in hand cream. Put a little coating on. Let it dry, and you may feel some warmth there, and it's going to pull out the inflammation and take that tension out. When I work at my computer a long time, I get tight in one shoulder, and I'll take the clay and rub it on that shoulder, and I can just almost feel immediate relief.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
Sounds
for
good.
Any tight
yes.
muscles.
Sounds great.
A knotted up muscle, a Charlie horse and a muscle, get clay on it.
Very good. Thank you very much, Marty in Idaho. Now, is there anything that we have not thought about here that we ought to be addressing, Perrier? I'm sure there is.
Yes, and I'll think of it as soon as I get off the phone.
Yeah. Been there, done that, yeah.
We've covered mixing the clay, how easy it is to mix the clay baths. Burns. Burns and stopping needless amputations. Diabetic sores that won't heal. Bed sores on elderly patients. Put that clay on there and pack that wound with clay. Cover it with some saran wrap or something to keep the wet clay there, to keep it from drying on the wound. We'll pull the infection out. It will heal from the inside out. I've had people who have been in the hospital on high dosage of antibiotics trying to heal these diabetic wounds, and they have them scheduled for amputation. You give me 4 days with clay on that wound, and I'll turn that around and stop that amputation. Poor circulation in feet and legs, black toes, glob clay on it, prop that foot up and just let it dry and watch it just pull. Keep it on there every day. Just smother that toe with clay and it will bring the circulation back. All these people with poor circulation in their legs, rub some on their legs, and you want to drink the clay too. I've had people with neuropathy that start feeling the feeling coming back in their feet.
Wow, that is wonderful. Perrier, we've got a couple of callers left. Let's go to Teresa in Florida. Teresa, you're on with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Hey, hello. I'm Teresa from Pensacola, Florida.
Thank you for calling.
I want to ask you if there's a difference between the clay that you can take internally and one for the outside of your body. Is there any difference?
It's all the same, isn't it, Perrier?
We only sell one clay, and it's very pure. We have it tested, and it meets food-grade standards, so it's safe for both internal and external.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Teresa.
We
appreciate
you both.
Thank you. God bless you.
The program, Joyce.
Oh, thank you so much. I like doing it. I like getting the information. I learn as much as you all do. I'm very selfish in doing this program. I have to do it so I can find out what I need to know. Let's go to Russ in Alabama. Russ, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Russ, with Perrier.
Hi. I'd like to see if we can get in two quick questions. One of them, very simple. This sounds like an answer for being able to drink tap water and bind up the nasties, including even fluoride, which is otherwise a very intractable problem. Agreed? And if so, how long does it take to react with the water, and how much? And then I have another question.
Okay, the person who taught me about clay said you can take noxious water. If you were in a flood or something and had nothing but dirty water, throw a handful of clay in there, swirl it around, let the clay settle. Drink the water off the top. So you just put a little clay in there, stir it around, and when the clay settles, it pulls impurities to the bottom. They use it in wine making and beer making to pull the impurities out. When it settles to the bottom, the top part is good.
And that definitely includes fluoride, hydrofluorosilicic acid?
Yes.
Fascinating. Okay, the other thing is that I don't really have time to take baths, but it looks like rotating poultices might be a good substitute, and you could even wear the poultice under your clothes during the day. And if you agree, do you think they should rotate, and what are the optimal skin placements?
Man, this sounds like a test.
Yes. In fact, you can come home at night and go in the bathroom and just put the clay all over your body and play some music or get a book and walk around and let it dry, and then get in the shower and wash it off.
Specifically, what about poultices?
Poultices are good, like if you need something on your feet and legs. We use them on broken bones to wrap, you know, the clay around there and wrap it with saran wrap. I go to bed with clay on me somewhere at night, almost every night. I'm working on some moles, and I have some veins in my leg that if I'm on my feet too long, they come out. I put clay on them, they go away.
Wow, we are out of time, unfortunately. Thank you, Perrier, for joining us today.
Wonderful, wonderful interview. Thank you, Joyce.
Oh, thank you. My goodness, what an incredible program.